I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drumroll please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lions fans, it's time for the podcast you've been waiting for. The show where the Kool-Aid runs blue, faces turn red, and rose-colored glasses never go out of style. This is the Detroit Lions Podcast.
Your Detroit Lions and Reddit connection.
And now, two guys who are up to their ears in kneecaps, Chris and the Riz.
Hey, howdy ho, Lions fans. Welcome to the Detroit Lions Podcast. This is episode 525. I am, it's called Detroit Lions 2024 Free Agency Fire. I am your dashing host, Chris, and with me is my good friend and also gloriously coiffed host, Jeff the Riz Rizden. How you doing, brother?
It's good to be with you all on a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday.
I like this time slot, Chris.
I do, too.
I like it.
I really do. I mean, I'm going to step on UFC a little bit, but I can replay. It's not a numbered fight, so we're good with that. But no, I really like this. And man, this Illuminati travel I've been doing, you saw it in the Slack,
I'm
sure the reference. It's just been two more weeks.
Been hanging with Aaron Rodgers by chance?
Two more weeks until we clean things and we get back and foot in the ground. But even then, I could be going out of the country in April, and I've already got the first week of May out. It's nuts, man. Nuts. So, all right, we got a lot of football stuff to talk about. It was a big, big week. We've got some really, really stuff, and we got some really, really stuff.
So we get that's.
No adjective required.
Grammar, Chris.
No adjective required. We got some really, really stuff.
No grammar required. Wasn't that a Nelly album, or was that just grammar? Never mind. It's not important. Let's go on.
Okay.
Let's talk Lions.
All right, we're gonna do our warm ups like we usually do. So jump in for that. Make sure we can get you guys all and gals all acclimated. Free agency signings. We're gonna talk about that. Whole lot going on. Coaching extensions plus a little something something. Keep your ears perked. The Lions, a couple of them re-signed. We'll get that on there. I'll talk about free agency departures and a whole lot more. We got a great show lined up, Mr. Risden. Sir, are you ready to go?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's kick this off and break it down.
All right. Ooh, kick it off, break it down. Like we do when we do what we do. Like we do. Yeah. We got really, really stuff. All right. First off, thank you, Award2184, for the subscription. Appreciate you doing that. It's very, very kind of you. Love you. Also, we got to say just... a lot of thanks for Ash for holding down the fort for us while we're out, man. He's been pumping the content, and really, really appreciate him doing that. We're not going to see as much of him in the next month. He's got a little something, something happening. He'll keep working in the background, but just get better, buddy. We got you. We got your back. Mm-hmm. So good stuff to, you know, good karma sending Ash way, Ash's way. We'll get him back in here on the mend. So let's see. Also,
my camera's awkward today. I apologize for that.
It's not just the camera, Jeff. Don't worry.
That's for damn sure.
Want to talk about the draft party coming up with the draft. If you're a Patreon member, you're going to have priority to get in. Oh, by the way, Burkheiser, I've got something for you. Answer your damn DMs. Burkheiser. To the DJ booth. All right. We've got an awesome draft party coming up, and y'all, it's going to be great. thinking 30 to 50 ish people talking drinks. We're talking private, undisclosed location, and it's a party.
I don't even know where it is. I'll just show up. You'll tell me where to go. I'll be there.
It's a party.
Give me the secret knock.
It's really, really cool. So got some really cool ideas. We're going to have some fun, giant screen for the draft, and good times. I'll just kind of open it up for the folks, who'd like to join. Obviously Patreon people are getting the priority. It's going to somewhere between 30 and 50 people. I think we're going to do, it's no ticket cost or anything like that. It's all going to be, I mean, if you want to donate, you can, sure. We'll always do that. But, it's just, like I said, private party kind of a thing. We'll have food. We're doing
maybe bring a dessert.
we'll coordinate. But if you want to get in and you want to get yourself to the front of the line, I think just the first thing we're going to do, and I don't know, maybe you can email it. If you don't want to put it on Twitter, we're just going to do a costume contest. Just a costume contest. Could be Lions related. Could not be. Surprise us. Something you think that we would like. We'd laugh. We'd love. Whatever. Send it to us. Mm-hmm. And we'll grab a couple of folks who like to go costume. If you're one of the Patreon people, think about a costume. Send us a pic of the costume. Like I said. So it's Chris at DetroitLionsPodcast.com is where you can send that to. Or on Twitter at DET Lions Podcast. And just put hashtag draft party. DLP. Hashtag DLP draft party. That's what we'll use. That'll be we'll be able to find that. Yeah. And we'll select I don't know, 15 people, 20 people out of the costume folks for that. We'll just do a fun little contest. It's a stand out. Do something that stands out. All right. There you go. There's your announcement.
Okay. Can I add one quick thing about the draft in general? There's a lot of consternation both in our Slack, our Patreon Slack, and also just in general conversation about people wondering when the NFL is going to inform, like, what's going on if you got your admissions to the draft. I'll just say this. We haven't heard back on our credentials yet, and we typically don't for, like even, like, not just me, but like, Daniel Jeremiah, Dane Brugger, like, they don't know that their credentials have been approved yet, and we probably won't learn until April before that happens. They do not do a great job of advanced work on it. I can't read this. That.
It'll it looks like a flame.
There it is. There you go. Okay. You have a free first round ticket. Okay.
Look how much that is.
Good.
The bottom.
Oh my gosh.
Starting at
$2,780. Yeah, that's not worth it. I'm just going to tell you all that straight up now. That ain't worth it. Don't buy it. Don't do it.
It's $2,750 for a first round draft ticket. I think you'll enjoy our party. Costume button. Chris,
I think you can enjoy a Buffalo Wild Wings and like buy a round for everybody on the money that you would spend on that. And you will get a lot more fun out of that. Yeah. That's just, that's crazy. I would not dissuade anybody from going to the actual draft. It's fun. I will be there that Saturday. I love doing that. The third day is my favorite day of the year. My family knows that. They know that I go away for that day and I don't come back. It's awesome.
It might be that the first 2 days too now.
Well, maybe.
We'll see. Your new location, my friend.
I do have FOB Canton set up, so yeah. We're good there. It's the third day of the draft is when you get diehards in there. But that's also, I've said this story before, when we were in Chicago, the last year it was in Chicago, day three, the weather was absolutely miserable. It was like 40 degrees and raining sideways and awful. But there were a bunch of us that were in the tent, and my son happened to be the only Houston Texans fan in the entire place. So when they needed a reaction shot, my son got on national TV cheering for Tyler Irvin getting drafted, even though he got cut like right away. and like it was really cool. Like we bonded with a lot of people. My good friend Rishi, who's been to a couple of our training camp parties, was there with me. Great guy. So Rishi can also attest to the draft. The third day is the best day to go. Actually, I take that back. Friday night is the best day to go. But if you're like a draft diehard or you want to avoid pricing stuff, Saturday's the day.
$2,750. You're not even going to, you're not sitting with Crackman. You're not sitting up in the front. You're out in the boons, man. You're out in the back. You know, it's nuts to me that they're pulling that out for a ticket. So for those that want to go for it, it sounds like an interesting thing, but they're obviously catering to a national audience, which is why that number is so big, because it's going to scare so many people away. But they've got such a wide net cast across the country with 32 teams that they'll sell that, you know, they'll sell that thing out and they'll be fine. But anyway, our draft party would be the place to be. We'll stop. We'll go with that.
I agree.
Sure. All right,
$750. You can go spend a week in Cabo for that. And yeah. Get Pacifico fresh.
So don't forget costumes. Anything. It's all you. Get a rise out of us. Send us your costume at Chris at Detroit Lions Podcast. If you want to keep it one on one ish, or you can tweet it at DET Lions Podcast with the hashtag DLP Draft Party, and we'll get like I said. Somewhere between 10 and 20 people we'll pick, and we'll bring them to the party just because of the costume was where something we want to pick. So good times. All right, let's get into this a little bit. Warm-ups. First thing we'll talk about, key dates. I'd like to just kind of talk through that a little bit for folks as we work through the off season here. And, you know, the new league year had begun on the 13th. The whole free agency period kicked off, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Coming up then is the 24th and 27th of March. There is going to be the annual league meeting. They'll be talking about rule changes, things like that. Off-season programs begin in the 15th of April, and the 25th through the 27th is the 2024 NFL draft, with May 2nd as the deadline to exercise your fifth year option for 2021 first round draft picks. So there's the dates.
It would be Panay.
Yes. Yes. So I would expect that we'll have news during during or before that date.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Okay, let's get into this. We also want to talk about Jonah Jackson. And this is something I'm just going to say, just so everyone knows, we talked about Jonah for a while. The season was still going on when we were talking about the Jonah situation and not to really expect him back because he's asking too much. We told you there was an offer on the table in the preseason and he wanted more, and his play for us didn't hold up for it for this year. It just wasn't going to make sense to sign him to what he wanted. And lo and behold, he has departed. He has gone and he signed a really big contract that we would not have signed. End of story. This one, you know, we know. We got the info.
To he and his agent's credit, they read their market correctly. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Yeah, his agent would have done a disservice had he not gotten him all that money. Now, if he wanted to stay that bad, he could have, but he put the line, and that's where I'll stay for this, but that's it. Otherwise, I want this much money more than staying. So we got you covered. Yep. So keep your antenna up this show.
Good luck, Jonah.
We may be showing you, sharing some other stuff as well as we get going here. All right. So there we are. The key dates, warm up, and Jonah, we'll talk out. We got through the warm ups. Let's get into the Detroit Lions free agency additions. We'll talk player by player as we get through here. This is interesting. This is a good time. Let's just start with Edge Matthew Betts. We got him. Game changer. Hutchinson isn't going to even make the team anymore because we've got Betts that's just going to close down that edge. Is that what you said?
I had legit forgotten that he was a free agent. I guess he does technically qualify. CFL free agent, but he's like I said at the time, he's worth the tire kick. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So there we go. That's fun. That's fun. We'll move on a little bit, you know, bigger on the edge, a little bit more interesting. Marcus Davenport joins the team. What do we get with Davenport? What's he bring to us on the edge across from Hutch, brother?
So his former first round pick. Were you at that Senior Bowl? That was 2019. I want to say
I was in 2019. Yeah.
Okay. He was really, really good there. And for one full year in New Orleans, 2022, and about a quarter of his rookie year. He was also really, really good for New Orleans. The rest of the time, Saints fans were kind of like kind of the way we were with Iffy. Like, do something with that physical potential, you know, hitting him with the stick. And it just didn't happen. So he had a fantastic year, nine or 9.5 sacks in 2022, his last year, contract year going out into the market. The Vikings sign him. He plays like crap and gets hurt. So the sentiment from Vikings fans is, this guy's awful. Ha, 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 Detroit, you screwed yourself. And their perspective is certainly valid because they got the worst of him. He has been injured a lot, and that's part of the story. They have to say with, well, frankly, a lot of these guys, because that's one of the things that, you know, the meme is true. Like, you know, the dude, you know, like looking at the fried chicken, like, oh, give me that. Like, huh? And with Brad and injured players, because that's where Brad gets his money ball value.
Yeah.
Injured players, yep. Taking the risk. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it's Emmanuel Mosley. You get what you get.
But next year, Emmanuel Mosley could even be as good as 3 years ago, Emmanuel Mosley.
Potentially. We'll see. He's back. We'll probably talk about that in a minute. So Marcus Davenport, the only issue that I have with signing him and giving him the shot that he does, they paid him a lot of money to basically replace Romeo Okwara.
Yeah.
And last year, Romeo Okwara was a better player than Marcus Davenport. It's an uncomfortable truth that Vikings fans are going to rub into our minds. Vikings fans are going to be like, y'all blew this.
Who's their quarterback right now?
Sam Darnold.
I got something they can blow.
Until they trade. So quick sidebar. Their trade that they made yesterday is not the last trade they're making in the draft. They are moving up to 2 or 3 to get either J.J. McCarthy or Jaden Daniels that much, or Drake May. In fact, May is probably more likely than either of them. That much is pretty clear because Josh McCown is their quarterback's coach, and he was Drake May's coach once upon a time in high school. That's for another time. Davenport is I like it, but I do think that they paid a lot for a guy that. So what this tells me, and that the amount that they guaranteed for him is that they're probably not going to be using a first round pick on an edge, and I think a lot of people were sort of there already, and the spot that they're in like isn't a great spot to be in for getting an edge, but I don't know, man. It's hard not to read that into it, but it's also like that is reading too much into it too. So let's just hope that Marcus Davenport is healthy. He's in shape. Cause that's something that the Saints dogged a little bit, like second year after he had started out the rookie year pretty well. Like he kind of got a little full of himself, maybe some jerk chicken. We'll see. But he's a good player when he's healthy and when he's dialed in. I don't think that the Lions would sign him if they didn't think that he would be dialed in here. That's pretty clear. That's what they're good at. So,
yeah, absolutely.
It's an interesting one. This is one of all the moves they made. This is the one that deserves the most scrutiny from skeptical fans and from the outside.
Okay. I may have something to rival that, but we'll talk. but I don't disagree on the player front for sure. That's it definitely deserves everything you said, the scrutiny you talked about and the curiosity. Can he live up to the expectation, or is his worst ability availability? Right. Because that's
and it's a 1 year deal. So, you know, it's much like Mosley was last year. If it doesn't work, no sweat, man. He's gone. It's not like he's going to linger on the roster for 3 years and suck cap away.
Absolutely. All right. Marcus Davenport. We've added two edges. Worst case, we can rotate like crazy and they'll be fresh while Hutch sweats his ass off.
I mean, we lost three, so we needed to add.
Yeah. There. Yeah. We're not going to add it in the first round. And this is, again, one of the things we talked about in the last show is this is kind of where we land and what we sign in free agency is going to really help us outline and define what this draft will probably look like. And over the course of the next week or so, it's going to become really, really clear. As clear as it can be with Brad Holmes. I think positionally we'll feel good about what the draft will look like, but it's going to be very, very difficult. Once you get past these top 15 players, Brad Holmes is an absolute wild card. I mean, we've seen that, yes, in the draft so far. He's an absolute wild card. So we'll be looking to, you know, positionally try to typecast him this year as to where he's going, but it's going to be a lot harder as at an individual level to figure out who he's going to grab.
Agreed.
All right. All right, let's get into it with next one. A young man named Amik Robinson, cornerback. We've signed him. Riz, I know you have some thoughts on him. Let's just start about how is he going to do for us in the slot?
I will take a direct quote I got from somebody who knows Amik very well. If they wanted him to play in the slot, he wouldn't be in Detroit. Straight quote.
Yep. Yep.
He is not a, he's an abnormally short outside corner. He's not small. He's short. There's a difference. He weighs more than a lot of guys who are playing. He probably weighs close to what Cam Sutton does, quite frankly. He weighs a lot more than Ennis Rakestraw does, as an example. For a lot of people who want, by the way, that ship has sort of sailed from Lions Land. It's kind of interesting. How we come and go on prospects. I'm not upset about that either.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Frank the Tank in the house. Frank the Tank is in the house. From Malone's. Nice. Frank, I'll tell you again, draft week,
hey,
part of the draft party, we're going to bring the group down to Malone's. So be ready, man. Frank the Tank from the east side. What's up, fellas? I'm excited about all the free agent signings. Love it. Just like they said, bring in the competition. Go Lions. That's swing right for the fences.
Bring in the competition.
Right, Frank? Swing for the fences, big guy. Hit the scoreboard.
Keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. A great Detroit man once said that. So Amik is a I scouted him extensively. I actually did his combine interview. I did the transcription for it. Or maybe it was the Senior Bowl, one or the other. I spent a lot of time with him. He is a dog, and I mean that in the good way.
With a big W.
He wants to get after you. He wants to annoy you. He wants to bark at you. He wants to bite you. That's the kind of player he is. Ask Christian Watson about him, like, underestimating his leaping ability, because he picked off a pass or deflected, I can't remember, against the Pack. Christian Watson is 5 inches taller and 35 pounds heavier than him, and Amik wrestled the ball away by high pointing it over Christian Watson, who went up for it, by the way.
Yep. Yep.
You are not, people are sleeping on Amik because the Raiders, their first coaching staff, the first two coaching staffs actually that they had with him, insisted, oh, he's 5'8" in cleats. Like, he's got to play inside. Well, he sucks inside. He knows he sucks inside. His hips are way too tight. He's just not he doesn't have that sort of, you know, instant fluidity that you need to have in the slot. He's much better at getting into people on the outside, turning, using the sideline to his advantage, using the inside leverage. He's very good at that. That's where he's at his best. And he is, for all intents and purposes, your Jerry Jacobs replacement on the roster. And I think folks will like him. Like Jerry, we obviously have a special relationship with Jerry, but I think folks will have that same sort of adoration for the underdog. The chip that is on his shoulder is bigger than his shoulders. And that's the kind, that's what you're getting from Amik. I really like the signing. And again, budget friendly. If it doesn't work for some reason, you're not tendered to him forever.
You know who else is short but not small? Diggs, Quandre Diggs. And he had the dog in him. And he I know he's a safety, not a cornerback, but my man played hard and he played mean and he had that whole kind of junkyard tendency. And it's, you know, I think there's something really, really interesting. Brandon in the chat, he couldn't spell it a couple times. I think he's doing speech to check or speech to text normally. Amik sounds like Finneran. Yeah. That's a pretty good little comp there.
Oh, yeah. Corlin Finnegan. Yeah.
Who
famously had no fight with Andre Johnson.
He's feisty, but the dog in him is huge. So
yes, yeah.
It's a
fight to size of dog ratio is great. I love it. I'm telling you all, Lions fans, you're going to like this guy. You really are. I know people are turned off. Like, why'd we sign this corner who couldn't play regularly with the Raiders? Like, it's not their fault that Josh McDaniels was their head coach, folks.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce knew what was up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to take that into account, man.
There you go. Can you imagine Diggs, Sander Still, and Robertson? That'd be fun. Be fun to watch. We'll see how that plays out. Okay. And then I think probably the biggest signing.
Good.
Definitely the biggest signing.
He's not coming to Detroit, but he's good.
Definitely the biggest addition to the team in more ways than one. Defensive tackle, DJ Reader. My man is fucking... Sorry, it's King Kong size. He is all beef, man. This guy is a nose, and boy, does he know. Brad knows. This is a guy, not only is he going to be great, but he's going to help build up the young guys that are out there trying to play in a position like this right now. He's going to bring so much to this team. Questions about his injury, and he's pretty certain he's going to be out there from the get-go. Riz, let's talk about DJ Reader. How do you feel about this signing?
Do you remember Snacks Harrison when he came to Detroit and the impact he made?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, picture him, but like younger and still with a little bit more juice in the fruit to squeeze out, because that's what you're getting with DJ Reader. He's not he might fall into 2.5 sacks next year. But he is going to make Aleem get more sacks. He's going to make Pascal get more sacks. He's going to help the A-gap blitzers specifically. Iffy, Anzalone, Barnes, Campbell. He's going to make their pass rush that much better. He's exceptional at clearing lanes for blitzers. That's one of the things that the Bengals loved about him.
Yeah.
I covered him when he first got to Houston. He's a good guy. He's a very easy guy to like. He's genial, but he plays nasty. Very good player. With a quad injury, he talked about it, and I wish I could remember the person's name who interviewed him for the Dayton Daily News. But check their piece out. They interviewed him in late January, and he's like, yeah, like I've, because he went through it before. And he's like, this time the injury wasn't as serious, and like the surgery was easier because the tendon or whatever snap didn't roll. It just like stayed flat. So it was a lot easier to fix and he could get into rehab better. So he's ahead of schedule from where he was last time. So fingers crossed, he'll be good to go for, they probably won't make him do mini camp, but training camp. He should be at least out there and like, you know, getting close to being ready to go. So I feel pretty good about it. And he's a guy, he's a true pro. Yes, he's 335 pounds, but he's not sloppy. Like he would be, if he were not a football player, it's not like Taylor Lewan, who's down to like 240 pounds now. Like once he stopped playing, he let it all get away. And like Reader, his natural body weight would be like 300. Like he's just a big dude. He got a little bigger, obviously, but he knows how to take care of himself. He's not out of shape. And I think that's one of the things that you worry about with the giant guys like that. Yeah. And to compare him to last year's roster, he's so much better than Benito Jones and Isaiah Bugs and whoever else was in that middle.
Biggest Bugs.
It's really not even worth like the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like he's that much better than that. Again, and I'm very, this is another guy. I think Detroit's really going to like him. I know him a little bit, not enough that he would ever return a text or anything, but you know, I like him. I think he's going to do very well.
Brandon comes in with everybody in the national level is bragging about all the running backs that the NFC North teams have signed. And we just got the best run stuffer in the league. I love it. Yeah. This is this Mark. Line, like you talk about, you know, Aleem, Pascal, Reader, Hutchinson, whatever. You've just got something really special brewing here. And I talked a little bit about how a good defensive line makes your secondary better. We had a really good set of linebackers who are only going to be better this year. You've now improved your defensive line significantly, and you've improved your secondary. This defense is definitely on the rise in 2024, brother. This is all. I mean, I love what Brad's cooking with here, what he's added, and how he's not gone stupid with the spend. Snead out there. He's, you know, everything looks good except how much money does Snead want? Mm-hmm. Sniff, sniff. Don't need it. See you later. Move on. Right? Nothing.
That's the holdup. Like, so, and so.
I ain't gonna fall in love with something stupid is where Brad's at. I've got a budget. Exactly right. And if you're not in my budget, I don't care. See you later. I'll move on. You don't want to play for a Super Bowl winning team. That's what you told me. Move on. And that's where we're getting to with Brad Holmes. Now is the future, as he's rolled this out and showed his hand to other players. Players that ring chase are going to have to understand you're going to ring chase, but we're not going to overpay so you can chase a ring, right? We've set a precedent for how we're building this team. And now as we become a destination, we're not going to break our window. We're not going to slam it shut with broken ass contracts. We're going to keep this window wide open and keep running and running and running. This is how you build, you rebuild a team to win multiple championships. I hope we get there. I really do. Because we're doing all the things right. Right. It just now there's bounces of the ball. There's player injuries, things like that. There's some intangible things that happen during the season. But what we've built here, it's a better team than was last year. Everybody's a little better than they were last year. I think we took a significant step forward. But by all intents, on paper, right now, we should be in the Super Bowl in 2024. Just on paper, the improvements we've made. So really, really good moves. I love what Brad's been doing. And again, it's a little bit Ben Johnson, how Ben Johnson calls plays and sets up 3, 4, 5 games down the road in the season. Brad is setting up 2, 3, 4 years down the road for this team and its contracts. Love it. Absolutely love it.
We do have some extensions to pay. We haven't had an extension talk yet. I wouldn't expect a lot on that front right now either, which means they're probably going to announce, Amon Ra tomorrow, but
what coming across right now?
Yeah, for real. That's the way that works. They've been very quiet on that, and we'll see. I don't know, but they haven't done anything that nibbles into that pot. You know, the Amon Ra, Jared Goff, Penei Sewell, other people that they're going to have to extend at some point or make decisions on. Like they can still pay all these guys. Yeah. Fair market value. They're not going to have to ask them to take a hometown discount.
Yep.
And I think Brad kind of wants to keep it that way.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love it.
Yep.
All right. Good signings, good moves, good plays by Brad. The right kind of risk tolerance and the right kind of money spend. Just love how he's worked this out.
So Reader was what? 28 and 14 and a half a year for 2 years.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
That's good rate. But again, 2 years. If it doesn't work, you're not paying him in 2027 when you're trying to pay other people.
Yeah.
Be gone.
Yeah. All right. Going to move on to the next topic, because that's what we like to do sometimes.
We do.
Detroit Lions front office coaching extensions. Let's talk about it. Let's start at the top with both of our favorite player, which is odd because it's goofy. When jerseys weren't a thing, you look at the old timey football clips and you see the crowd, no one's wearing team jerseys or anything. Riz and I both had one. Chris Spielman signs yet another contract with the Detroit Lions. Awesome. I love it. We need a guy out there filling the divots on the field during training camp. And I mean, to lose Chris Spielman and his expertise with that bucket of sand. I don't know what, I mean, what we would have been thinking to let that go. Chris Spielman signed to the Detroit Lions again.
It's great to keep him around. You know, he is one of the people that was instrumental in the hirings that they've made. And just, I think wasn't it Justin Rogers who spent like a day with him or 2 days with him? Mm-hmm. Or was it Burkett?
It was great writing. Yeah. One of the things that shows what Justin can do. He's really special.
I would love to have somebody do that again now. Because I think Chris's responsibilities are always sort of flowing like down the river. Like, yeah, he's divot man. He's also de facto assistant linebackers coach and de facto assistant run backs coach. And he's not above being a dummy on special teams, like, but he also is involved in the scouting. I can tell you he's been at a couple of pro days representing the Lions. Not the only one who was there, but that might be a little bit of a tell. We're gonna find out more this year on that front, because last year he was at Alabama's pro day and they drafted Alabama. He was at what other one? There was one other one that he went to that we could confirm, and they drafted somebody from Iowa, Jack Campbell.
Yes,
he was there for that one. So this year, I think I can safely say this: he was at Illinois, and he was at Western Michigan thus far that we know of, in an unofficial capacity. I understand at Illinois he wasn't even credentialed; he was just sort of there. So. Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, maybe you want to keep an eye on that. We'll see. I don't know. We are all, I'm talking about all of us in Lions media land, trying to figure out what tells there might be. So it could be nothing. It could be him throwing us deliberately off and, you know, they ignore those players completely, but it's at least worth mentioning.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. So Chris Spielman gets in. Let's lock in the next Chris one.
The man.
Brad Holmes extension. Locked in for a couple more years. We got Mr. Holmes signed on. I think I'm okay with this. We took a little bit of a chance. He's done okay. I think I can get behind this. Probably another prove it deal, right? Sorry. I'm trying to find a way to say that Holmes probably got a good bag here, right? Because he deserved it. He's earned his ass.
I would hope so.
With this team, man. Woof.
I hope so. And so I have not seen the nature of the contract extensions, but generally these are like, we're giving you more money and we can't say that we're just like paying you extra money, so we have to add another year onto your contract. That's in effect what these extensions are. It's a way to give them bonuses without just like, oh, we're going to give you an extra $5 million because you've done awesome. Like, you can't technically do that. Mm-hmm. You have to do it this way. This is the way that you can get it on paper and get it legally done. That's exactly what this is. It's not about job security at all. It's about giving them money for what they've done. Yeah. Period.
Yep. All right. So we got that. And then last but not least, we've got Big Dan Campbell signs himself an extension as well. Takes home a little bit of bacon to the fam jam, right? He's enjoying that. Another well-deserving man. Three guys that really helped this team get to that NFC championship and almost the Super Bowl this year.
And they'll be why we are going to get back there hopefully next year and hopefully a little bit further next year. Yeah. Certainly can. Potential's there.
Brad or Ben in the chat. As long as Brad stays healthy, he should continue to contribute. Okay. So this is great stuff. And I love it. We've got these guys on lock. Things are great, but there's something no one's talking about right now.
Uh-oh. What's that?
And it's because they don't know, I guess.
Shingles doesn't care.
Yeah, Shingles? Oh, Shingles might care. The coaches below these guys, below the coordinators, aren't getting this kind of consideration. There's a lot of coaches that weren't offered raises. There's a lot of people that didn't get good shakes that are crucial parts of this organization. And I hope the Lions, now that they've got this part settled out, have figured out, because there's no salary cap for coaches. And when you don't take care of your guys, you're going to lose key parts It isn't just Dan, Chris, and Brad that made this team work. And we have one of the smallest coaching payrolls in the league. Don't get cheap with the guys who got you here, Lions. Tisner, figure this out. Figure this out. Get these guys fair contracts that are competitive in the league because these guys got you here. Don't be dumb. Please. Please.
See what happens on that front, especially for guys who had opportunities to leave.
I can't say more.
Some did. Some did.
I can't say more.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some stuff afterwards. Yeah, so, don't F this up, Lions. I know you got the big guys and you got the names and they sell well, but it's part of the team. And to find the pieces that fit, like they fit in an organization like this, they don't grow on trees. Grow on trees. And you've got some top performers that you're now putting at risk because you're being cheap. Figure it out. Work something out.
Cheap, but
they've got one of the lowest payrolls for coaches in the league. They're being cheap.
Yeah. Some of that is the
fix this. Riz, I'm telling you,
tenure.
I'm telling you right now. I'll tell you after. I'm telling you. I know. I know. Don't F this up, Lions. I mean it because you're effing this up. All right. That's that.
That would be very disappointing to have certain individuals leave. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would suspect that I know one of the people that you're talking about, and I suspect that he will have an opportunity to leave after the season, whether he wants
people that won't need to be promoted to leave
to go on or not. that's what you have to worry about.
Well, the Lions have set it up that way. The Lions have set it up that way.
You don't want people looking because what the foundation of what this team does and why they're successful at what they're doing with what Brad and Dan and their strategy is that they have assistant coaches and position coaches who can develop talent and foster that team oriented, camaraderie, but also like the brotherhood and the fact that they know when a player shows up, they're going to make him the best possible player that he can be. And
that's what's you're right, Chris.
Those coaches don't grow. They're not everywhere. Cause if they were, people would have them. And the Lions have done a very good job of identifying who those guys are. I think obviously we've had our foibles with defensive back or secondary coaches. Cornerbacks coaches has not gone well. I think they got this one right this year. I really do. I think Deshae Townsend's going to be a very good hire for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why this team has done so well. And it's interesting that, where we look at, where the holes have been, where the primary fan complaints are, have been defensive line and cornerback. And those are the coaches that are gone. Like, I don't think that's coincidental. Don't think that's coincidental.
Bigger. All right.
We'll see. That's one of the things that I get asked when I do shows outside of Detroit is, why are the Lions so good at developing or how are they good at it?
And I'm like,
because they have Kelvin Shepard and Hank Fraley and Antoine Randle L and really good, smart former players who can develop talent. JT Barrett's growing into that. Mark Brunell is growing into that. Like they got some good dudes, man. Don Muehlbach, by the way, deserves a tip of the hat. He's become a pretty good special teams assistant coach.
Yep.
He really has.
Yep. All right. So we'll get into the next one. We'll rock and roll. We go from the coaching extensions. They got some key people locked up as coaches. More work to do for the Lions. All right. Let's talk about the free agents that the Detroit Lions re-signed. Got to keep some guys around, right? You can't just let them walk and talk. We locked in Shane Zylstra. He's on the team.
Good.
You feeling good? Okay. Anything you want to say?
He got hurt. Like, it's a great opportunity to let him redeem himself. He got hurt he got hurt by Khalil Dorsey, by the way.
One year less than $1 million. That's good. We'll take that. All right, let's see. Good next one. Graham Glasgow, as he's well known in the neighborhood. Graham Glasgow is back. 3 years and $20 million. I love it. I love it, man.
So glad he's
back. The stash is back. He's the personality. He's got
starting
it all.
Starting offensive lineman, keeps some continuity up front. Great, great signing. Wanted to be back. We had talked last week that like this was his last chance to get a multi-year payday. And I wasn't sure that he would get that in Detroit, but Detroit, they stepped up and did it and paid him, was it 3 years, $20 million, which is $3 million more than what Jonah Jackson is going to get per year. Is Jonah Jackson, so that's 50, that's what, $51 million? Is he 2.25, 2.5 times better of a player than Graham Glasgow? I don't think so.
No. I
don't think so.
There we go. And you get your backup center. I still like JPJ. I still think that's a, you throw him as a, he's such a great piece for now. You got Frank. You already got a backup center, but you got JPJ who can play guard for you for a year and stay juicy. You can put him in at center if you get your guard next year. If you don't, right, you still have Graham who can go to center or him or what. It doesn't matter because you've got him long term. It allows you to work the draft. You get your next guard, right? You can keep just stepping through it as a draft. You don't have a multiple need situation. So I like what they're doing there. Glasgow's a good one. I'd love to see JPJ. I just, not only do I love that kid, like genuinely love him. If I see him again, I'm giving him a gigantic hug. And I'm going to send him a nice note, his mom a nice note because she's so great.
Yes.
It just really, really good kid. I would love to see him on this team, but what a way to go. Let's go to the re-signs. Let's go back to the next one. We talked a little bit about the NFLPA president, Jalen Reeves, Maben. Can we call him President Germ? Is that was that his official title?
I like that. President Germ. That's good.
Yeah. 2 year, like 7.5 million. President Germ is back on the team. Cornerback Emmanuel Mosley. We talked about that last week as well, right? That was 1 year, 2.2 million. But yeah, Money Badger's back one year, 1.3 mil. That's a good deal for him. This is a new one from last week. The Skips. Skipper is back. God, death taxes and dead Skipper.
So happy he's back. So happy he's back.
I love
this. And this, so if you remember in the past years, he hasn't signed until training camp has started. 1 year, he even signed in Indianapolis and came back later. This is a commitment to reward Skip for being Skip. Yep. Best sixth offensive lineman in the league. And they use that more than any other team in the league. Or at least they have. I haven't checked the stats from last year yet on that, but I'm sure they're near the top if they weren't the top. It's a valuable role.
I'll tell you one thing that's really funny is the Decker reported thing. Nothing changes on the sneakiness of that. If anything, it now causes a different type of distraction for the opposing defense. Because if they keep doing that and pulling that, and it's always Skips, the defense has to focus on that. That's something they have to take. Somebody, at least one person, has to clearly focus on that every play to see who's coming in. It's just another wrinkle that's going to keep a defensive player's mind or multiple players' minds busy trying to figure out what the Lions are doing. So I don't think it was bad that it was exposed in that way. I think it might actually be kind of cool because now it's out there for every team to see, and they say, oh shit, we've got to account for this too with the Ben Johnson offense. So I really think this is good. Love it. Love having Skips back. Love his attitude, his drive, his grit. He's the whole thing. I feel a lot of myself in the Skip.
Love what the Lions did in making him the feature player on their highlights for Madden. That was fantastic.
Yeah. Oh God. He looked awesome as a punter. I'm telling you, we need to try that for real. We absolutely need to give him a shot.
He's a good sport beyond all that. Yeah. And like dudes that are that big, like you can find some guys that just don't want to be bothered. He's not like that.
Yeah. Skip is
a man. I wouldn't say that he's a
reach out, brother. I'm talking.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that he's like this jovial giant or anything, but he gets it.
The lines, he's a fucking animal. He's unhinged, barely controlled. I love that. I
go back and read the scouting report on him from Arkansas. Like, people are like, he's a little personal foul prone.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. He will come close to a felony if he can on every play. That's how he's built. And I freaking love it. And I think Campbell loves it too.
Yeah. That's what you want in your backup tackle. I love it. And by the way, he is right now the only backup tackle on the roster. So, and aside from the value that he brings as an extra lineman, right now he's the only extra lineman. So, go Skip.
All right. So we got Skip back. Cornerback Khalil Dorsey re-signed. New contract. And it wasn't given the RFA tender.
This is one that surprises me a little bit because aside from the fact that he did injure Shane Zylstra, like 10 feet in front of me and Ben Raven, like, oh, that's not going to be good. Like, they're going to, Zylstra's going to be gone and Dorsey's going to be cut. Like, we had that conversation right there. So he did play some cornerback, and he was the guy who took over when Jerry first got hurt before they switched to Kendall Vildor. I didn't think he did all that great. He wasn't egregious, but like, there was just so many weird things. Like, my hope with this move, and I don't know the answer to this, is that this doesn't preclude them from taking an extra undrafted cornerback and bringing him into the mix, because I don't really want Khalil Dorsey playing cornerback. Sorry, dude. I just don't. Like, now if he is your special teams guy, if you're bringing him in to take Chase Lucas's place, okay. If you're going to let him maybe return, he does have some return ability. Okay. I'm not sure I want him on defense. Is that okay? Like, I just don't. Sorry, dude.
It's okay.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, we didn't get the Nate Sudfeld reaction out of you, but we'll take that from last year.
Yeah, Sudfeld could be back, by the way.
That was so fun.
Nudge, nudge, say no more.
Long snapper watch, Scott Daly re-signed to a new contract. Couple of shaky jobs. He's no mule, but he is back, and he looks he's definitely strong. He's you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
That's the thing. To be the guy after the guy is always so hard. You know what I mean?
He's done a pretty good job of it. And we did see drop off from him to Jake McQuaid when Daly got hurt last year. He hurt his knee on a field goal snap, I believe it was. And there was a little bit of a drop off from him to Jake McQuaid, who was a former Pro Bowler who played for the Rams for eons and the Cowboys for a while. Mm-hmm. So welcome back, Scott. Another restricted free agent that they did not tender, but brought back on his own for effectively the same salary they were going to pay him. That's a little weird. And I don't know where my head is on that. What's your thoughts on that? Cause I'm like, I can see like, this is really strange, but I also see like, okay, there's a little bit of benefit there too.
I missed the question I was producing.
Sorry.
I heard, what do you think about that? I missed the premise before that. Everything after that.
Daly and Dorsey were both restricted free agents that they chose not to tender offer. And then they brought them back anyways at the same price that they didn't need to, which is weird to me. Is that weird to you?
It is. But I think this is a message to players. Deliver and we'll take care of you. I think that's what it is. I generally, because the cost is not significant. It's not, what I mean? It's insignificant in the scheme of things. Yet what it means to players who come here, right? Who to compete and to do your thing and be the very, very best you compete. Just don't show up and take pictures, show up and play. This kind of thing, I think, means a lot. So that's what I think it is. It's more of a signal to the people who come to the team in the future and who are here today. We'll take care of you. We're not an evil organization, except with our coaches. We're not an evil organization of players, but we will take care of you. If you give, we will also give. And I think that's what they gave with Jerry. They gave him the chance to go and do something somewhere else and didn't hold on to him till, they got him out there early and they let him move early and do his thing. So I think it's a good organization that treats people well. I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry wound up back And I'd be happy to see Jerry back. But wherever Jerry lands, I hope he lands somewhere, because he'll be in the NFL again. Yeah, he's too good a cornerback not to be.
I think the 2024 door is, or at least the initial 2024 door on Jerry, is closed in Detroit.
But yeah,
he's got a shot to be. I think he's going to land on his feet soon. And I think I would not fault any Lions fan from continuing to cheer for Jerry no matter where he winds up, because he's a good dude. He deserves it.
Yep.
Deserves the second shot.
Yes. Yes. All right. So with that, we have one last free agent re-signing. A young man agreed to a one-year deal. A young man named Donovan Peoples Jones back in Detroit. I like it. Cheap, good, solid, has opportunities to return balls. I mean, he's a good fit and a good piece of the organization. And look, I'm not sure what's going on with Reynolds, but I very much see that he feel that he could step into that Reynolds role if he and Goff could put together that kind of chemistry. They spent a year working on it. They have an off season to work on it. I have a feeling he could be that kind of clutch guy that's down the depth chart a little bit.
He'll get an opportunity to prove himself. He and Antoine Green are probably fighting for the same role.
Yep.
We'll see what happens with that in camp. Who knows? So that's like wide receiver 4/5 with special teams duty on it.
Yeah.
They can still add. This doesn't stop them from drafting a wide receiver. They could draft one in the first round. I don't expect that, but wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. This is a pretty good year to need a wide receiver.
Yep.
I would be a little bit surprised if they don't take a wide receiver at some point in this draft, because there's just so many of them, and you don't want to be late for the party on that. But
no, not at all.
Yeah. And I also Brandon Kerr actually asked me this on Twitter. Does this rule out bringing back Josh Reynolds? I don't think it does, but I do think it puts a little crimp in it. And I will reiterate, not every player has the mindset where they want to come back to a situation where they cost their team on their own a trip to the Super Bowl. That can be awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know that's the case with Josh Reynolds, but don't be surprised if that's comes out.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
And okay. I can't fault him for that. Like, again, he catches either one of those passes, the Detroit Lions are the NFC champs in the Super Bowl playing for a world title. But because he dropped them both, they were not.
We know, Riz. You told us last week. Tough, quit man. Rubbing it in.
Sorry.
Quit rubbing it in, man. It hurts.
It does hurt. You were with me when it happened.
I know.
Was I happy?
Yes, you were laughing.
I did not throw anything.
SOL, that's what you said.
I'm myself for not throwing anything. No. As you know, when I'm angry, I get very quiet.
Yeah.
Our hotel room was freaking silent for a long time that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
On that, since we've got the right kind of mental space right now, we're going to go to the sad zone of Detroit Lions. Free agency departures.
Okay.
Men who were Lions on this team that took us to the NFC Championship are no longer
Lions. No more.
Edge Julian Aquara, no longer a Detroit Lion. Tight end Zach Ertz, we barely knew ye.
So he was never technically on the roster, but
we hardly knew ye.
Yes, exactly.
OG Jonah Jackson. We talked about that. Best of luck, my friend. Best of luck. Except when you play us.
Yes, for sure.
Except when you play us, for sure. CJ Gardner-Johnson. Take your fucking ski mask and get out. I say that. I didn't dislike him, right? I didn't dislike him. I hated the ski mask thing because that thing blew up. But it didn't work out. And I think just based on what we heard, it was good. It was a good time for everyone to move on amicably. So I don't want to throw any wood on the fire or start any fires, right? CJGJ is a fun player to have around. He did a lot for this team and this defense. He bucked up guys that were just that needed bucking up. You know what I mean? They needed some swag.
He brought an edge that they needed.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So
he goes back to Philly and they are paying him a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yep.
Shocking amount of money given the safety market.
Yep.
But good for him.
Yeah. No, he did what he needed to do.
My understanding, and I don't know this, but you know how the telephone line goes. Sounds like he was not going to entertain any offers from Detroit. Again, I don't know that, but that's the word that's on some streets, was that he was ready to move on too. So
did you just say these streets are telling me something?
They're not telling me something. They told other people something, and they were related to me when I met with them at a pro day that I was at on Wednesday. Which is
the hearsay from these streets. These streets talking to these streets are telling me down the block.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
And he's happy going back to Philly, where he blasted their fans and their fans blasted him back.
And now they're in love again.
That's the kind of guy he is. And I, as you know, Chris, I envy that because I don't have that. That's not my personality, that he can go and willingly do that and like embrace it. God bless him, man. Like I can't do that, but you know, good for him. And I will not root against him unless they're playing the Lions, but, I'm not sure the Eagles are as good as they were.
Here's the thing with the Eagles.
That's weird.
It's very weird. I've said this. Individual players, spot to spot to spot to spot, they were better than the Detroit Lions. But as a team?
Yes.
They were not. They were not a team at all. I'll say a guy like CJGJ coming in, I think that's a negative to the I think that's a negative to the team piece, because he's a very much me guy. I'm the guy. I'm the player. I'm the starter. I'm the me, right? I'm talking. I don't care if it's my team, someone else, I'm talking, right? Oh, well, that's just who I am. He's very much an island of one. He's the start of every story that he tells. And I think that could very well be a problem. He could also pull people together. Right. And he did early with the Detroit Lions secondary. I just don't think a team in the shape that they're in will do well with what he brings as far as personality wise. And now if he doesn't pull that and he comes in a little bit like with a different approach, great. And look, I'm not saying it's bad either. It's just him. It's just the nature of who he's been. Right. And that's fine. It's you know, people are who they are. I just don't think it's going to work as well there. I think they're in a lot of trouble. They're in a lot of trouble. The Philadelphia.
They're in a weird spot. I don't know. So Dallas is too, for that matter. Now that Tyron Smith's gone, that whole NFC East is funky. Because I don't know what's going to happen with Washington. I expect Jaden Daniels will be their draft pick, even though I mocked JJ McCarthy there. I don't think he's going there. I think it's Jaden Daniels. I like Jaden Daniels. He's my number one quarterback. You can check that out at DraftWire. Shameless plug. Put up my quarterback big board today. DraftWireUSAToday.com. Check it out. Lions will not be in the market for a quarterback this offseason. Probably not even signing one as an undrafted free agent. I think they're going the veteran retread clipboard holder route. But everybody likes to talk about quarterbacks. So there you go.
There you go. All right. Also, leaving and signing elsewhere, the man who tries to take the role of the flu, Anthony Pittman, linebacker, signing with the Commanders.
And he followed Lance Newmark there.
Yep.
That's not Anthony a surprise Pittman, to anybody who knows either of them.
Anthony Pittman, we totally knew ye.
Yes, we did. Great story.
Yeah.
Coming out of Wayne State, making his hometown team, being an asset on special teams for a long time, like a freakishly long. I think it was here 5 years, five, 6 years, five. I think it was five.
Yep.
Like he belonged, but that time had come where Trevor Nowoski is gone now because they kept Anthony Pittman. I keep thinking Michael Pittman. I don't know why. They're not even related that I know of. That's why Nowoski is in Arizona. And by the way, he's going to get a chance to start next year.
Yeah.
They're very bullish on young Nowoski. I was too. I digress. I think good luck to you, Pittman. Seriously. Good guy. Understood it. Like, was a good role player teammate. But I think it's time that, with all the linebackers they've got already, he knew he wasn't ever going to see the field on defense. And I think he's one of those guys that was like, I'd like to try defense at some point. Maybe he'll get that shot in Washington. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
Sorry.
Got a
weirdo walking down the street.
Last but not least.
Dude, it's 37 degrees. Put pants on.
What, are you kidding me?
Sorry.
37 degrees. Are you kidding me? Let me see here. I think
it's cold down here. My toes are actually numb.
Are you kidding me? You sure you don't have the beats? It's 86 out. Maybe. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Sorry. Gracie time. It's busy at that airport. I'll tell you this, a lot of people coming down. Okay, so there it is. Benito Jones is
Benito Jones is where it's warm.
Yeah. It's warmer than here.
And Deshaun Hand signed at the same time. How awesome is that?
Good for them. Good times.
Made it so I had to write one article instead of two. I love that.
Two other people, just a quick hit really quick. David Blau and Teddy Bridgewater have retired. Unsigned. Yes. There's a stack of folks. I'm going to run through it really quick for the unsigned players. Nate Sudfeld, Mohamed Ibrahim, Jason Kabinda, Josh Reynolds, Anthony Fersker, Matt Nelson, Michael Schofield. I hate that fucking
Schofield.
You know who I'm talking about. It's messing me up on that. Halapulati Vaitai, Tyson Alualu. Romeo Okwara, Charles Harris, Jerry Jacobs, Kendall Vildor, Chase Lucas, Will Harris, and Jake McQuaid are all unsigned at this
time. Chase Lucas signed in San Francisco.
Ooh.
He's a 49er now.
So yep. There you go.
He can not play cornerback for them, too.
That's right. future deals, Jamar Jefferson, Jake Funk. Got the funk out. Tom Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him.
Maurice Alexander, Traquan Smith, Doris Fountain, Connor Galvin, Matt Farniak, Michael Neese, Natane Moody. Peace. Thank you. Chris Smith. I'm putting German at it. Mitchell Agude, Chris Craig James, and Brandon Joseph. There you go. All on futures deals. So in the future,
Brandon Joseph right now, by the way, is our number four safety. And I would not put it past him to make the team this year. Huh? But I also think that they're going to bring in at least one more competition for him.
Yeah. All right. Here's one. I saw a tweet that proposed the Vikings give the Bears two firsts and Justin Jefferson for the first pick. FanDuel or DraftKings. I can't remember which. This would be an absolute epic story to trade that first round pick inside the division for Caleb, right? Because that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So there's a couple things with that. First off, I don't think Minnesota views Caleb Williams the way Chicago does. I don't either, for that matter. But he is not everyone's number one. And I think that's something that the draft media food chain above me has not expressed all that well, because they're all in love with Caleb Williams. There is real skepticism about him from some places, myself included. I'm not sure that they would. Chicago's taking him one. Like, people are just trying to make headlines now. He will be the number one pick. The bigger question is, what are they going to get for Justin Fields, if anything?
I saw someone saying that they're valuing Justin Fields with around the same level as Sam Darnold. Which is crazy to me.
I don't get that. Like, why hasn't Pittsburgh already traded for him? They got rid of Kenny Pickett. Russell Wilson's their starter. Like, Mason Rudolph.
The Rudolphs.
They all got red noses. He's terrible. He's terrible. Come on. What are you waiting for? Like, if you're Pittsburgh, you're not drafting a quarterback early. Like, Justin Fields, okay, yeah, he needs some work. You're going to be able to get him that work. Do you trust your new offensive coordinator? Do you trust your quarterbacks? Do you trust Russell Wilson? As Russell tweeted out, I'm already raising somebody else's kid. Like, he's got some experience there.
Ouch.
Russ is a weird dude, man.
Yeah.
But he's. Yeah. I, by the way, I like that Kenny Pickett's or that move for Pittsburgh.
That Kenny Pickett like story is really crazy. Like that's nuts to me.
They did not treat him. We talked about the Eagles enough. I don't get that move for them at all. I really don't.
Yeah.
Like what? Why?
I don't know why Kenny wants to play behind Jalen Hurts rather than you've got a
behind Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you got a better shot of taking it over from Russell Wilson than you do.
Yeah, he must not have been the all encompassing, you know, greatest player ever that the pony dude in Pittsburgh made him out to be.
Yeah,
I swear to God, every time he tweets. I seriously question if he's special needs or not. Like, what? Like, I don't get it. I don't get that guy at all. Maybe I'm not a Pittsburgh guy. I'm Cleveland. That's maybe
Pittsburgh's a different place. Bears will keep Fields and Caleb, according to Dan Pask. That would be awesome if they kept both, because that would be just a dumpster fire.
So that was a conversation I had with my good friend Brian Perez and Lauren Cox, who hosts Locked On Bears. Great guys. Love those guys. Even though they're Bears people, I love those guys. And we talked about that 1-8 over barbecue down there. Like, they could legitimately do that. And then we sort of got away from that. Like, that's not what they're going to do. And now it looks like if you're Chicago, are you going to find a better backup quarterback on the market now than you would in Justin Fields?
If nobody Justin wants is your able guy, to, nobody wants your guy, you're kind of stuck with him unless you want
to
cut him.
If Justin can humble himself to accept the fact that I've got to prove myself, like all the glory that I had from being a first-round pick and setting the NFL rushing record for a quarterback, all that doesn't mean squadoosh right now. I got to work my ass off to prove myself with a coaching staff that knows me and doesn't hate me. Mm-hmm. They don't love you, but they don't hate you. Like. That's a very strange thing. I would love to be in the Chicago Bears draft war room having the conversation about what happens to Justin. Will he try to divide the locker room between him and Caleb? Like, these are dynamics that they have to consider. I don't know, man, but that's fascinating. That would make a wonderful Hard Knocks.
And what does
wonderful Hard Knocks?
What does Caleb say? Does he step up and pull an Eli Manning? Say, I will not play for the Chicago Bears. Can you imagine?
He is that kind of guy.
I would love that drama.
That is 100% who Caleb Williams is. So, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Love that. So after that, he gets drafted and stuck there. Holds out, like there's all kinds of conversations and problems. Then the two of them are in a locker room. And as Anand says, the tragedy is the entire locker room loves Fields. Can you imagine? Like,
and they do. Oh, they do love him. That's the point. Like, Anand's not making that up. They do love him. It's weird.
Arlington
that,
Heights
that has to be Hard Knocks.
Stop building that stadium. I don't want this shit show in my town.
If that's not Hard Knocks, the NFL dropped the ball. If that situation plays out.
That would be fun.
And
that
then they have the number 9 pick, and they're going to get Romo Dunze, Malik Nabers, Brock Bowers. Like, they're going to reload. They're having a very interesting offseason in Chicago, let's put it that way. And it's worth watching. They traded for Keenan Allen.
There's enough drama there that something silly could get screwed up. We'll see. He's older. We'll see if he's still got the gas in the tank. If he does, good on them. But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't think they're the last place team in 2024 unless that quarterback situation just really goes south, and it could.
Well, who are you thinking then? Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah, because their quarterback situation has gone south.
And you're asking a rookie to step in, and I...
You could see him, Darnold. Sorry, I just love.
The best thing about Sam Darnold is that his uncle was Dick Hammer, or grandpa was Dick Hammer, the Olympian.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Hey, don't forget to like and subscribe. We forgot to ask for that. hit your like button, please, while you're watching, you're enjoying this. You're quietly just having a good time. Spaced out for a second. Listen, you know, while watching Riz space out, thinking about dick hammers, hit the like button, give us some love, give us a sub. Those subscribes are very helpful for us and help us get the stuff out and help us get found by folks out there. So I really appreciate you folks for doing that. Again, please hit the like button and the subscribe button. We ask once per show, so we did that. All right. Dick Hammer would be a scary name for a pro wrestler. I knew a girl who was nicknamed Dick Hammer. I didn't, but I could think back and name a couple. All right, Riz, let's see. We've got the folks that aren't with us. We've done a little pontificating. We haven't crapped on the Packers really quick. Is there anything you can think of to do? Drop a quick turd in their punch bowl?
Can't let them. They're kind of the same that they were. I don't know. They're good. They're to be respected. Respect your opponent. If you don't respect your opponent there, that's when you get into trouble. But they're not as good as us. I don't care what Mike Greenberg says. Chicago guy.
What if Dick Hammer was your finishing move?
That'd be spectacular.
I swear to God.
Did we talk about Carlton Davis?
We didn't. Let's do that, because that's a lot better than talking about the camera.
Yes, it is. Well, maybe. Depends on who's listening.
Gout now, Dick Carlton Hammer.
Davis trade. Go ahead. The Lions traded a third-round pick this year. Their own third-round pick, not Minnesota's third-round pick. It's number 92 in the numeric, but it's the pick number 91 because Miami futzed up. At least I think that's how that goes. I don't know. Again, there's too many things to go on. I can't keep track of numbers. I'm numerically dyslexic. Like, I've had that forever, so it's tough for me to keep track of numbers as it is. But when there's a pick that isn't actually a pick in there, it really throws me off. Anyways, the Lions don't have their second third round pick, their own third round pick. They sent it to Tampa Bay for Carlton Davis in return. They also got Tampa Bay's sixth round pick this year and next year.
Yes, I didn't make a section for trades. I should have done that. Yeah. Carlton Davis, a good pick. I like this. I like what this does.
Yeah, so you live in Tampa. You've seen him play quite a bit. Give your impression on Mr. Carlton Davis.
I think, well, as long as he stays out of Craig Reynolds' way, he's going to be okay. I know Craig is your to you like Jerry is to me, Craig. Right? Yeah.
I love Craig. Yes.
But
I too.
No, I think he's a solid player. I think he has a lot to offer the Lions, and he's an absolute upgrade in our secondary. And he just adds to the totality of lifting up our players. And I would say, if you have a depth chart that extends beyond your top guy and below your lower guy, and on that, so that's the depth chart. And across the league, you can kind of paint teams up or down on that depth chart. You know what I mean? I would say that ours has moved up a couple of spots this year by upgrading talent on the line. And that's what you really try to do. If you can take your, you know, get rid of your bottom guy and your top guy is the next guy up the ladder, what a great move for the team, because it elevates the entirety of what you're asking your players to do. And now you're having better players do things that better players should be doing, rather than having players that aren't as good do things that they can't do. So the way this, you know, our secondary is gone, and this addition just kind of elevates the entirety of the secondary. I'm interested to see how it comes together, because the secondary is a group that has to be a group, much like the offensive line. The communication and that bond and the understanding between them and how they play is crucial. It's absolutely crucial. And the secondary is going to have to gel. We have some good pieces, right? Can they become a team? Can they operate well together? Because it's again, like the offensive line, a position group that can elevate each other through their play and their communication. So, again, an improvement.
Good player.
But I want to see how he fits in and how this whole thing works, you know?
So apparently the folks on the flagship station in Detroit had a massive issue with the fact that his stats weren't better than Jerry last year. And there's two things to that. First off, I don't think Jerry was as terrible as a lot of people remember him. And I'm not just saying that because you love him, because I love him too. But
yeah, absolutely.
He needed to be better, but he wasn't like dog crap out there. Mm-hmm. Secondly, Carlton Davis is a man corner specialist. Tampa Bay played man the 30th amount of time on defense last year. They were primarily a zone team. That's not where he wins. That's asking Jared Goff to go out there and do the things that Josh Allen does. That's the cornerback version of it. Asking him to do designed rollouts and throw the ball back across his body and tuck and run sometimes. Like, that's not what he does. That's not where he wins. The Buccaneers were asking Davis to play in a way that isn't where he's suited to win all that much. When he did play man, his stats were phenomenal. They were very good. They were much better than they were overall. And that's what you're going to get in Detroit, presuming, and you probably be careful in how much you presume, that they're still going to play an a lot of press man on the outside with some zone shells as well. I think Davis can do that very well. He is an aggressive guy. He's a ball hawk. He will attack in the run. He's got length. I believe it was Justin Jefferson who called him the toughest cornerback in the league. It was either him or Jamar Chase, one of the LSU guys.
Yeah.
And their days go back to when they were at Auburn. This is a good football player. And right now he is the number one corner on the team, which means that Cam Sutton is not. That's what we wanted, right?
Yeah.
And he gave up a third round pick. Is Carlton Davis better than any single player at any position they could have drafted at number 92 this year? Hell to the yes, he is. Don't forget that when you're factoring that in.
Awesome. All right. I do have to hit one more thing. We talked about the draft party we're coming up. It's a private party. We're going to have somewhere between the first, not the first, but it's mostly going to be Patreon people. If you're in the Patreon, that's how you're going to get your shot to show up at the party. Daytime draft events. We'll go down to the draft, do that. We'll hit Malone's with Frank the Tank, hang out there. We'll do some fun stuff. But also on top of that, we have the party that's going on during the draft, a giant, giant screen for you to watch the draft and check out what's going on. We'll cover that completely. We'll have all that. We're also going to have a number of people. We'll have drinks. We'll have grill going. We'll have the whole thing. It's going to be a party somewhere between 30, probably closer to 50 people. But the first 10 to 20, I think whether you are Patreon people or not, we're just going to create just something fun, a little fun kind of contest, and we'll figure it out. Get in your best costume, something that's going to move us, make us laugh, whatever, react, whatever, something good. Dress up, put on your costume, send it to us on Twitter at DET Lions Podcast, hit hashtag DLP Draft Party and send the pic. Or if you're a little bit nervous to send it more publicly, you can send it to Chris at Detroit Lions Podcast via email and let us know. We'll pick, like I said, somewhere between 10 and 20 people to get into this private draft party. We're doing it for the first 2 days of the draft. We may just all get together and not do a broadcast, but just like a party on the third day of the draft. We'll figure that out. Riz will be there. I'll be there. Sandman will be there. We'll have some other folks there as well. It's going to be a good time, a great time, and a great way to spend the draft without spending $2,750 on a ticket for day one. We're going to show you what's up there. If you want
to spend that much, I really like vanilla pudding and Julianne Moore. That's all I got to say.
I just had to let it sit there for a second, Riz. Sorry. I just wanted to sink in. Your face has reddened a little bit. All right, so there we go. Vanilla pudding and Julianne Moore. Go ahead, check us out. With those things, yes. You get in and have a good time with the.
The camera is not doing my complexion any work. I switched back to my old laptop because my new one is updating, I'm very red today, and I'm not that way in person. I'm more orange. Well, that's wrong too. I want to be associated with the orange man, so I'm not green. I'm not. I'm paler than I appear to be right now.
Put the shovel down, Riz. Put the shovel down.
Yes. First thing you do when you're digging a hole is to stop freaking digging. That's how you get out of a hole.
Oh man, yeah. No, we'll have a great time. The party's going to be great. There's a champagne room there. Although, anyway, it's a good time. We'll have a lot of fun. So check it out. You can send us those things and we'll rock and roll with that. In the meantime, don't forget about us on the Patreon, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast, patreon.com/Detroit Lions Podcast. At least $5 a month gets you included into the Slack chat. And, the Slack chat. Who wouldn't be want to be there? It's a great place to hang out with Riz, me, Ash, Bishop Brown, Dr. Liao. Everybody's out there.
By the way, check out Dr. Liao's latest video. It's great.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Glad he didn't say tap yoga.
Love how we talked about going to the 49ers game and all that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Cheers, Doc.
Oh, man. There we go. Okay. Let's see. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Jeff Risden and at DET Lions Podcast. DET Lions Podcast. That's where you send those costume pictures. We'll have fun with the costume party. Hashtag DLP Draft Party. Send us a letter. DET Lions Podcast. You follow us there. You get all the show notes, information, when we're going live, when we are live, all that kind of stuff. And you can see us hanging out. Hands free. All the time. And be sure to go to DetroitLionsPodcast.com. Subscribe to the podcast so we can do it, Royce. What are we going to do?
I can come near ear holes automatically.
That's right. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next time on the Detroit Lions Podcast. Remember, no pants, no toasters, no hot tubs, and no problems, baby, because we are Detroit Lions and Reddit Connection.
Final seconds winding down, and look at that. How big is that? Chris and Case out of time. Pack the bags, start the plane. This show is over.
You've had enough of that shit.